What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome to Behind the Curtain on What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Danny Myers, no Alon today. The Behind the Curtain series is something that Alon or I, we're going to do these individually, are going to be talking to different people throughout the industry, whether they're features, music people, producers, remixers. We're going to have a whole lot of fun. Managers, we're going to bring a lot of people on this show. So if you caught the show I did earlier this week, I interviewed Dave Manick. He is the publisher of Exotic Dancer Publications, and they put on a showgirl competition called the EDIs, which stands for the Exotic Dancer Invitational. It's a yearly event. They have it in two different locations, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. But first of all, I want to introduce you to my guest today, who's here on the show. He's going to be one of the contestants in this showgirl competition. Yes, I've got Lucy Sky with me. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I am doing outstanding, actually. Thanks for coming on here. Lucy, tell me a little bit about you. Where are you from?
I am from a little town called Leona from Wisconsin. Not even people from Wisconsin know where that's at half the time.
That sounds good. And how long have you been performing?
I've been in the industry for 3 years. I started performing about eight months into dancing.
Oh, very cool. And how long have you been featuring or how long have you been competing?
Competing, again, probably about 8 months into dancing. Performing, I think it's been about almost 2 years now.
Okay.
I want to say.
And what other competitions have you done?
I've done a lot, like the Miss Nude World competitions, Miss Nude USA. Those are the competitions that I've kind of stuck with for the past few years. I've done a couple pole competitions as well down in Minnesota, but that's pretty much it.
Very cool. So you are going to be competing in the Starlet division, which used to be called the Newcomers division, and you're going to be competing at the Pony Clubs in Huntsville, Alabama. That's going to be on May 24th, 25th, and 26th. Have you ever been to Huntsville, Alabama?
Nope, never been.
You're going to love it. I'm telling you what, I don't let the name scare you, Alabama. It's an actually...
As long as it has warm weather. That's it.
Well, yeah, maybe we should be good. We should be good. yeah, it's a fun town. It's a fun little hidden town. It's like a little hidden secret that a lot of people don't know about. But Huntsville and especially the Pony Clubs, they do things right down there. They really do. So I have a question for you. Is there like a particular entertainer that you saw or maybe a show that you saw that said, made you think this is what I want to do? I want to compete. I want to be like this person.
The first show that I watched, well, the first show that I competed in was Miss Nude USA. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing Angel Bo come out in this like beautiful, like firefighter costume. And I was like, I remember like my mouth just dropping. I'm like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. That costume's so beautiful. And then her whole performance was just amazing on top of that. And I'm like, I want to be like that. Oh. Like she was one of the first entertainers. And then I think I saw Bambi Wild for my second time. And I was like, oh, she just blew my mind too. And I'm like, I absolutely love her and Angel Bo for sure.
And, you know, one of the things that I like, and I've talked to a couple of the contestants at EDI, I hope to talk to more here real soon. But the one thing that I've noticed about contestants in general, it's not this, what people would think is it's this big competitive war. And you guys are all so supportive of each other. I mean, I see your posts on social media and things. You guys, is it really that nice? Is everybody really that nice?
Oh. Absolutely. Honestly, like a good example is Ginger Wolf. Like me and her, like it's so funny because every time we've done competitions, we always like make the joke. We're like, oh, I'm going to beat you. We're going to get each other. You know what? And like, it's so because she always beats me in competitions, whether it's like just by a little bit or, you know, obviously by a lot. And I'm like, damn, like that was so close. Like you did such a good job. Like that's so awesome. Like when she won the Miss Nude World title, I was just crying for her. Like I was like, I am so happy for you. I'm so proud. And she's like, why are you crying? I'm like, because I'm happy because you won it. Like if anybody deserves it, you know, like we all definitely deserve, you know, those titles. But when we're there and we support each other, I think that's the best. Honestly, that's what makes the competitions fun, and that's what makes us want to continue to come and like be there is because we just support each other, and that's how it should be.
Yes. What do you have now? I know you guys like to keep your shows under wraps and not talk too much about them. But can you leak out anything? What are you going to be doing at EDI, or do you even know for sure?
It's going to be magical. We'll just say that.
Oh, magical. And what are like your favorite things to do on stage? Are you like pole, lira,
Oh, I
floor?
definitely love pole for sure. But I try to like strengthen in every aspect of every like stage show that I do. Because I love to entertain the crowd, honestly. If I can do like I don't want to copy anybody. Like I try to be different. I try to stick out too. So I try to think of different ideas. And I think that's what Ginger honestly helps me with too, because she always has like these different ideas. And she's like, why don't you try this? Why don't you try that? And I'm like, oh my God, never even thought about that. Like, that's awesome.
Very good, very good. So, just to set the stage here a little bit, there are two EDI, Exotic Dancer Invitational competitions. The first one is going to be the EDI West. That's going to be the Bucks Clubs, April 19th, 20th, and 21st. I think it's three different Bucks Clubs, if I'm not mistaken. And then, of course, the one you will be at, it's the East Clubs. That's going to be at Huntsville, May
Yes.
24th, 25th, and 26th. Again, you're going to be in the Starlet division. There's a Starlet division, and then there's a Showgirl division. Is this something that you would like to hope to eventually work into? Maybe even be in eventually that Showgirl division?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, cool. Well, I want to wish you a whole lot of luck. I have never met you personally, but at least I don't think I have. Maybe
I
at
don't think so
Expo.
either.
Maybe at Expo. But
Could be.
yeah. But I look forward to meeting you. If you guys want to pick up more information about the EDIs, I got the. I think on the last couple of shows I messed up their website. It is theedis.com. So again, theedis.com, and you can see all the information, see all the contestants and everything. So I want to take an opportunity to thank you for joining me right here on Behind the Curtain, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Ah, no problem. You guys can check out all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast, including Panda Top 20, Panda Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Flashback Friday, Classic Rock Remixes, and Behind the Curtain. They are all at whatshotitsc.com. Lucy Sky, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong. Presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.